Hello and welcome once again to my hermitage, where we meet each day to break open the Word of God in our life and to seek His face. Today we celebrate the Monday of the second week of Ordinary Time, that's January 19th, 2026. Saint Mark writes in his Gospel, "The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fasting. People came to Jesus and objected, 'Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered them, 'Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?'" In today's gospel, people approach Jesus with a sincere and perhaps puzzled question. Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees fast, and your disciples do not fast? It's a question about religious practice, about what faithfulness looks like, and about the meaning of spiritual discipline. Jesus answers is both disarming and deeply revealing. Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? With a single image, Jesus reframes the entire conversation. Fasting is not dismissed, it is not belittled, but it is placed within a greater context. Relationship with Him, the bridegroom. Fasting is a universal human practice across cultures and religion, a sign of humility, purification, longing, and repentance. But Jesus shifts the focus from the practice itself to the one for whom the practice exists. To fast while the bridegroom is present would be to misunderstand the moment. The wedding feast is a time for joy, for abundance, for communion. Christ's presence among his disciples transforms the landscape of spiritual discipline. Where he is, there is fullness. The implication is profound. Christian fasting is not about earning God's favor. It's about awakening desire for the one who already loves us. Jesus continues elsewhere, "The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away, and then they will fast." We live in that in-between time, the time after his ascension and before his glorious return. We fast then not because God is distant in a punitive sense, but because our hearts ache for fuller union with him. Christian fasting is the language of holy longing. It says, "I hunger for God more than for comfort. I desire conversion more than indulgence. I recognize how easily my heart becomes cluttered. I want to clear space for Christ to reign more fully within me." Fasting awakens us to our need. It sharpens the spiritual senses. It exposes attachments that have quietly gained power over us. And it becomes a bodily prayer, a lived offering that cries out, "Come, Lord Jesus, deepen your presence within me." When practiced with humility and intention, fasting does something gentle and transformative. It softens the heart. It increases compassion. It trains patience. It quiets the inner noise that keeps us from prayer. A fast undertaken in union with Christ gradually shapes the soul to reassemble his own self-giving love. It frees us from instinctive self-gratification so that we may love God and neighbor with greater purity. In this way, fasting becomes an act of solidarity with those who suffer, an act of penance for our sins, and an act of love that opens us to grace. The Pharisees and disciples of John fasted as a part of a disciplined religious life, and Jesus never condemns them for it. Rather, he reveals the deeper truth. Spiritual practices are fruitful only when they flow from a living relationship with the bridegroom. You know, Christian fasting is not a self-improvement project, a spiritual competition, a way to appear holy, a technique for manipulating God. No, instead, it's a way of saying, Lord, I cannot be satisfied without you. Make my heart ready to receive you more fully. Where do you sense the bridegroom calling you to fast? Perhaps from an unhealthy attachment, a habitual comfort that dulls your spiritual awareness, noise or distraction, a pattern of self-reliance, food for technology that steals interior silence. Every fast is an ongoing opening, a small dying that allows new life to emerge. And always, fasting should be paired with prayer and charity, the three cords that bind us to Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, bridegroom of my soul, teach me how to fast with love, longing, and humility. Awaken in me a deeper hunger for your presence. Let every sacrifice draw me nearer to your sacred heart, so that my life becomes a feast of love in your kingdom. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and ask them to join us here each day in my hermitage as we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.